A 2010 federally sponsored study is the first to deliver a reliable count of the Kenai Peninsula's brown bear population. Last week, a Kenai National Wildlife Refuge biologist explained the study during a presentation at the Pratt Museum in Homer. The museum is preparing to launch a new summer exhibit all about bears. KBBI's Quinton Chandler has more.
The number of brown bears on the Kenai Peninsula fell from about 582 to less than 500 between 2010 and 2015. That's according to John Morton with the Kenai National Wildlife Refuge.
It has to do with the fact that the harvests have been liberalized by the Board of Game since 2012, and so our harvests are higher in the last couple of years, particularly 2013 and 14.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the U.S. Forest Service paid for Morton and his team to spend part of their summer counting brown bears using a method called mark recapture. Mark recapture is pretty much what it sounds like. The researchers caught the animals, marked them, released them, and then they tried to recapture the animals they'd marked. Morton's team marked the bears by collecting their hair and analyzing their DNA.
And the key here is that it's not the number of animals that we find, you know, that we detect with DNA, it's actually our recapture rates. And that goes into a model, and then we base our population estimate not on the total number of bears we detect, but actually on the recapture rates of the bears that we mark.
Morton says before this count, there had never been an empirically based population estimate of Kenai brown bears. The dense tree cover on the peninsula makes conventional aerial surveys impractical. Morton's presentation was only the first on a schedule for the Pratt Museum's upcoming exhibit on bears. Scott Bartlett, curator of exhibits at the Pratt, plans to throw the work of scientists like Morton in with works by local artists to create a vibrant exhibit. He admits even he doesn't know exactly what the end product will look like.
Because we don't know what the, you know, what all the content from the talks is going to be and what all the art's going to look like. I think the broadest description is it's going to look like an art exhibit. So, and then there will be some supporting interpretive content drawn from the presentations.
Bartlett hopes local artists will be inspired to create pieces that reflect the facts provided by the guest speakers. This way, he believes the exhibit will manifest a range of different perspectives.
You can explain a subject with narrative and data, or you can interpret a subject with art. There are just different ways of understanding the same topic, the same themes.
The exhibit will be on display from May 6th through July 31st, 2016. No artwork has been submitted yet. Bartlett asks that interested artists confirm their participation by March 1st. In Homer, I'm Quinton Chandler.